A step-by-step guide for employers, how to prepare for a hearing at the CCMA. If you are new to the CCMA, Commission for Conciliation, Mediation, and Arbitration, we are here to help you understand the procedures for small businesses. This step-by-step guide will walk you through what to expect from the CCMA, who and what to take with you, and how to approach the conciliation and arbitration meeting. Step 1. Conciliation stage procedures. 1.1 Arrival. Arrive at the CCMA at least 15 minutes before the scheduled time. If you anticipate being late, try to inform the CCMA by telephone. Proceed to the admission desk and provide your company name to the receptionist, who will check you in. Then, take a seat and wait for the commissioner to collect you and the ex-employee. 1.2 Addressing the Commissioner. Address the Commissioner simply as Commissioner during the proceedings. 1.3 Non-arrival of ex-employee. If the ex-employee does not arrive and 30 minutes have passed, the Commissioner will issue a certificate of non-resolution. Make sure to obtain a copy of the certificate. Step 2, CCMA preparation, witnesses and documents. Ensure your witnesses are present with you or on standby with their cell phones in reasonably close proximity. Have all relevant documents with you. Being prepared with your documents will allow you to proceed to the arbitration stage smoothly if the conciliation stage does not result in a settlement. Refer to the details on required documents for the arbitration stage. Step 3, CCMA conciliation stage, representation. Note that this phase is private, not recorded, and confidential to you and the ex-employee who are present. No lawyers or consultants are allowed to attend the conciliation stage. If someone appears whom you don't recognize and seems like a lawyer or consultant, kindly point out that they cannot be present during this stage. They can wait in the corridor and join the private meeting with individual parties when the commissioner meets with them separately. Step 4, CCMA conciliation stage, process. The commissioner does not make judgments on the merits of the case at this stage but requires enough information to assist in guiding you on reaching a settlement. The commissioner will usually ask the applicant, ex-employee, to describe why they made the application, what they consider unfair, and what they want as a resolution, reinstatement, or a specific amount of compensation. The commissioner will then ask you, the employer, to explain why you believe that your actions were procedurally and substantively fair. Step 5, CCMA conciliation stage, describing your case. Give the commissioner a brief overview of your business, such as being a small business owned by you and your partner. Highlight the significance of your company name and customer service, particularly if they contribute to word-of-mouth business. Mention that you are new to the CCMA and appreciate any guidance on procedures. Be honest about needing guidance if you are unsure about providing the correct responses to questions. Step 6, describing the procedure you followed. Explain how the matter started, such as receiving a written report. You don't need to show it at this stage, just describe its content or recounting what happened. Describe whether you have written forms and procedures for a disciplinary process and whether you have an employment contract. Emphasize that the procedure need not be legal, but that the individual must be given time to prepare, understand the matter, have representation, usually internal, and be heard regarding the events. Provide a description of the outcome of your investigation, if relevant. Detail who chaired the proceedings and how you presented the facts. Explain how the employee responded to the allegations. Mention any previous instances of misconduct and inappropriate behavior that you addressed and have on file. If you had a previous case of misconduct, clarify how you gave the employee an additional chance. Highlight the incidents that led to a loss of trust. Describe the outcome of the hearing. Finally, explain the details of the employee's dismissal and the termination payment. By following these steps and being well prepared for the CCMA hearing, you can present your case effectively and work towards a resolution that is fair and reasonable for all parties involved.